In the central mass town of Princeton, investigators are trying to make sense out of what the Worcester County District Attorney calls a horrible set of facts, a horrible set of circumstances. Police are following up on all the tips phoned in regarding the death of a New York woman, 27-year-old Vanessa Marcotte, who was visiting her mother in Princeton over the weekend. They have no suspects in the killing of Marcotte, whose body was found less than a quarter mile from her mother's home, hours after she'd gone out for a run. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the shock and confusion among residents of this small town.
Princeton's a safe town. I grew up here. We rode our bikes as children all over town. We've walked all over town. And we shouldn't have to live in fear.
29-year-old Elizabeth Clements runs the same roads Vanessa Marcotte did. Roads enveloped in woods and ponds filling in with lily pads, where you're likely to see signs that warn of turtles crossing and go slow. We love our children. To a high-steepled church in a town that looks down onto Boston in the distance and up to Mount Wachusett, children and parents streamed for a candlelight vigil as authorities urged vigilance. Among the many attendees, including Congressman Jim McGovern, was 27-year-old Justine Popick.
My family is concerned about me going out for a run and knowing that there's a person who can do this, and, you know, if there was a personal connection, yeah, that's one thing, but again, you can't feel safe.
Another nervous resident is David Masiello, the father of two daughters. He lives on the same road and close to the home of Vanessa Marcotte's mother. Until now, Masiello says his biggest concerns in Princeton were bears and break-ins.
I slept with a gun next to my head the last two nights.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I got the gun right next to my head. Ready to go. If he comes up my driveway, he'll be sorry.
The victim, Vanessa Marcotte, grew up in Leominster and lived in New York City, but visited Princeton frequently. She was running on a road flanked with poison ivy and bittersweet, yet she was found deep in the woods. Police will not confirm reports that her body was burned, but at the site where her body was discovered, scorch marks were visible along with what appeared to be singed human hair. An autopsy was performed yesterday morning, but District Attorney Joseph Early would not disclose the results, the injuries, or the cause of death.
They're still working on cause and manner. They've given us some preliminary information, which I can't disclose at this point, but we do believe it is a homicide.
In constant motion during the day, District Attorney Early appeared harried when asked if he could assure the public that the nature and circumstances of the crime were such that it need not worry. He said they should be scared to death.
We don't know if this was a random act. We cannot speak to that right now.
That this weekend visitor to her mother's home could disappear within a short frame of time on a relatively busy road and be found within a quarter mile makes the idea of random crime seem unlikely. The district attorney says his investigators are considering anyone and anything. More than 100 tips have come into his office already, and he's urging anyone who might have seen something Sunday afternoon to call the tip line. As the prayers and mourning for a young woman filled the steeple church, the routine of running and walking rural roads seemed to be an act of courage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.